Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
WGN. It's Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, and in studio with us, honored to have here within the city limits of Chicago, something that we'll be saying on a regular basis in the near future, but he is the undisputed winningest man in barbecue, a four-time world champion, an author, an educator, and like I said, soon to be a local here in Chicago. It's the one and only Myron Mixon. Welcome to WGN.
Glad to be here, buddy.
I know you travel a lot. You know, and you've got to, like, you're giving all that you have to the career and to barbecue. But how cool is it when you travel that so many people, 40,000 this weekend, are going to be excited to see you?
That's pretty cool. If you'd have told me in 1996 when I started competing in barbecue, it'd be where it's at now, or I would be where I'm at this point in my life. I used to just compete for the prize money to pay my bills. You know, that's what I started doing. And it led to what we're doing now, you know, doing the cookbooks, like you said, the classes, TV shows, and a bunch of fans out there that just love barbecue as much as I do.
Now, I mentioned it, too, when we were on the air. I've gotten the opportunity to interview you at different events here at Windy City Smokeout, you know, on South Beach, next year pit at the American Royal, and for all of those things. And you said you started out, of course, this was kind of like the family business, right? Barbecue is in your genes, right?
Correct. I mean, the thing is, my dad had a takeout business, a barbecue business, started me and my brother off. I was 9 years old, and I went out there to learn to be a pit master. He used this as free labor. So we got started doing that, and they started doing their own barbecue sauces. And he passed away in 96. I started competing in 96 and just started it off with a bang.
And the rest is delicious history. Now, so much about what happens on the competition side is kind of secret, right? You've got, like, different techniques and things you keep close to the vest. But here, what I think is very cool is that you have started at the Myron Mixon Cooking School, Jack's Old South, where you're teaching people, and I want to say based on the other conversation, you're teaching the world how to barbecue.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, too, when you teach in a class, you got to come, you got to get comfortable inside your own skin, especially in competition barbecue, where you feel like even though I teach and give the real deal to students, that you can still go back and tweak some things and you can still win. And I think sometimes that's the problem for a lot of guys and women, too, that have been successful in barbecue and want to teach classes. They just don't want to turn loose of all the secrets. Well, to be successful in the schools, you got to. You got to. And right now, if you go to my wall of champions on my website, I've got over 100 students that never won a grand championship, came to my class, left, after taking the class and won their first grand.
So you're creating some of these disciples out there that are doing it and doing it right as well. And one of the things that's kind of interesting with it is that based on just this explosion in popularity and interest, I'm sure some of it comes from the TV shows, some of it comes from the internet where you can get so much more information about everything that's going on, is that your students, you'd think it would be just people who watch, you know, Destination America or want to meet you or are fans of barbecue in general here, but you're getting students from around the world.
Yes. I mean, we have them come from Australia. We have them, matter of fact, last class, 5 Italians couldn't speak a lick of English, came because they've watched the shows. They love barbecue. They want anything American. I'm doing a class later, or matter of fact, 2 weeks, doing a class in Sweden, going over there doing 50 students there. So it's all over the place.
Now, was this the books are one way for you to kind of share what it is that you do and do it in a mass level where you don't have to do it one to one. But with the classes, was it the kind of thing where people kept emailing you, people kept asking you, like, how do you do this? How do you do it? You're like, all right, why don't we just get you all to come at the same time and I'll just say it once.
And it started out that way. Really did. I mean, you'd always get Facebook. You'd always get emails or texts from folks that have my number. And I've had written letters. You know, people don't hardly write letters anymore. And then ask questions about things. And I told my wife, I said, you know, people may pay to, you know, come to a class to really learn how to do barbecue and do it right. And so we built the compound. I got 7 acres there at my place, built strictly for teaching classes. The classes start on Friday evening and go through Sunday afternoon. Hands-on.
Is it informational where people just get to learn all the stuff? You'll share the techniques, maybe give them some materials to take home? Or do you actually grade them? I mean, do you have people that where you can say, I did really well, or maybe I should come back again? And
well, the thing is, I mean, everybody's going to pass. Everybody gets a diploma when they leave. But the thing is, it is hands-on. I got me and my team there. I call the black shirts because I'm generally wearing black all the time. And they compete with me. We're there going through the demos with them. They're getting to make the sauces. They're doing the prep work, doing the trim work. They understand everything that's happening. It ain't just sitting back and watching me dictate stuff out to them. You know, they're actually putting their hands on the proteins.
Well, I know from, especially when you deal with the team or the family, and as far as kind of passing down that information, one-to-one is something that you've done very well. But when it comes to writing a book, it's a different animal, you know, because you want to be able to project yourself into that book so people feel like, you know, they're learning from you while they read along with that book. Like, what was that process like?
Well, I mean, first for me, Kelly Alexander is, I guess you'd call my ghostwriter. And all the recipes, all the stories are mine, but she's the one that put it to words. First thing I told her, and she agreed, was, you know, I know proper grammar, but I wasn't raised speaking proper grammar. I'm from the South. And I said, I give you something, and the way I say it is the way I want it written down. You know, I'm full of ain'ts. I'm full of y'alls. I want all that in the book because that's who I am.
Yeah, so you want it to really reflect
I want it to reflect who I am. I'm a South Georgia barbecue pitmaster. That's what I want it to be.
Right. And, of course, I'm sure there's some pictures in the book, not only of the food, but of you guys doing what it is that you do as well. And so not only do you need the know-how, you need the technique, you need the setting, you need the right meat for sure, but also I was excited to hear, and I love these guys, is the guys from Ergo Chef, is that you guys have collaborated on, I'm sure, R&D scientists in the lab, and you came out with the Myron Mixon barbecue tool.
We worked on that tool, the Myron Mixon barbecue tool. It's a 3-in-1 tool. We worked on it for 6 months. They came to me and approached me.
Were you like, not sharp enough?
Yeah, not sharp enough or not gadgeted enough. You know, guys, especially the barbecue guys, they love gadgets. But the thing is, we worked on that tool for 6 months. And I wanted something that was really functional. I didn't just want to stamp my name on it, sell a knife. I mean, you know, that's been done. But we got the meat hook on the end for the flipping hook.
Cool.
You got the ball top opener there for your favorite beverage. You got a 10-inch really sharp blade, nice stainless, and you got the Ergo grip.
Yeah, so it's one of those things that functions and also is as safe as possible, too, because sometimes in the whole cooking and barbecue world, you know, you want a grip that you can actually hold on to and kind of holds on to you.
Yes, you do. A good friend of mine, Tuffy Stone, this past about 2 weeks ago, judges with me on Barbecue Pitmasters, trimming his chicken, didn't have one of my knives.
Jeez.
He dropped it and it came off the table and he reached to grabbed it by the blade. Had like 12 stitches in his hands. The point of that story is if he'd had the Myron Mixon 3-in-1 grilling tool, he wouldn't have got stitches.
You mentioned Tuffy. You mentioned the show. People love the show, Pitmasters. But I want to know, because you're a judge on the show, so you're not necessarily competing on the show. You're a judge on the show. Has being a part of that and then kind of, because there's some really recognizable people competing on the show from the barbecue side, and, of course, you guys are all stars up there at the table. Has it made you a better competitor doing the show, or is it just, hey, this is just what you do, people get to see it?
Well, I don't ever judge unless I'm on the show. I compete. When I go to a barbecue contest, I'm competing.
Right.
Unless I'm doing the show, then I'll do judging. I've been pleasantly surprised on some contestants, people you don't know as well, turning in some great food. Disappointed sometimes from folks you've seen and you would think will turn out great stuff every time because everybody can have a bad day. But overall, we've had some really fantastic food on this show. And the thing is, I've picked up a few things as far as the way boxes are laid out. Looking at,
are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, I look at something and I say, you know, that's a cool way to display. You know, you can always learn something. I tell people I learn something every day.
So providing people with entertainment on the barbecue side, but also doing a little bit of competition recon at the same time. And you have done a lot of research and put a lot of time, effort, thought process into this new place that is going to be right here in Chicago, bringing the real deal barbecue. So people won't have to, they still should travel to Georgia to see it, but they'll be able to see it at Myron Mixon Smoke Show.
Yes, they will. We'll be up on Clark, right down from Wrigleyville there, right down from the stadium, about 4 blocks. Matter of fact, it's cool. We got 3 of our biggest flat rack cookers, the 1Ks, sitting right there where you can drive by or you can walk on the sidewalk there and watch them from the outside. But also, if you go in and sit down and dine with us, you can watch the Pitmasters work.
famous, of course, for the barbecue side, and that's going to be front and center. In fact, out in front and center. But, you know, on some of the shows you're doing, you're making coleslaw, you're making sides. What kind of sides are people going to enjoy?
The thing is, we're going to, of course, we're doing our peach barbecue beans. We're doing our cupcake chicken, which we're not deciding yet is that's going to be an entree or an appetizer. We're going to do our burn-ins. We're doing our baby back mac and cheese. Desserts, we got our peach cobbler, blackberry cobbler, and banana pudding.
The location is second to none. It is going to be one of those really, really hot spots, no pun intended, right from the get-go. I predict it. People will love it, and it will be a success, and will I think will give people winning barbecue just as you do in competition and as you're going to do every year, and, of course, this year here at Windy City Smokeout. So, Myron, before we let you go, the website, your Twitter, you know, the ways that people can keep up with all your adventures online.
The website, go to jacksolsouth.com. Twitter is Lord of Q.
The one and only, the amazing Myron Mixon in studio. Thanks so much for all you do, and thanks for being on WGN today.
See everybody this weekend.